ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तं न विदुः सुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। मोक्षसन्न्यासयोगो नाम अष्टादशोऽध्यायः। Karma Yoga is put in differently now. We saw this verse. Panchaitani mahabaho karanani nibodhame sankhye kritante proktani siddhaye sarva karmanam. 14th verse. கர்மணாம் சித்தயே ஏதானி கிருதாந்தே புரோக்தானி பஞ்ச ஏதானி கிருதா புரோக்தானி. See, for the fulfillment of action, if there are five factors are said to be important. The five factors are involved inevitably in accomplishing, in attaining success of the activities. We'll see here now. Now, from next verse onwards, Bhagavan is going to say what those five factors are. Adhishthanam tatha karta karanam cha prithak vidham. Once we complete this, then we will take up important topics and we discuss, because lots of doubts must be there. We can have discussions on those topics with reference to Bhagavad Gita so that we really understand the teaching correctly. So karmanam siddhaye etani pancha proktani kritante. So these five factors have been already instructed for the attainment of success in all one's endeavors. So what are those? We are going to see from the following verse. Adhishthanam tatha karta karanancha prithagvidham विविधाश्च पृथक् चेष्टाः दैवं चैवात्र पञ्चमम्। अधिष्ठानं तथा कर्ता करणं च पृथक् विधम् विविधाश्च पृथक् चेष्टाः दैवं चैवात्र पञ्चमम्। अधिष्ठानं तथा कर्ता करणं च पृथक् विधम् विविधाश्च पृथक् चेष्टाः दैवं चैवात्र पञ्चमम्। ओके, फर्स्ट ही सेज अधिष्ठानम्। जनरली द वर्ड अधिष्ठानम् मीन्स द सपोर्ट। आधारः अधिष्ठान मीन्स द stratum, the support, the basis is called adhishtanam. But in this context, for all activities, what is the base? What is adhishtanam? The word adhishtanam here means the body. When you say Brahman is the adhishtanam of the entire jagat, means what? water is the adhishtanam of devotion means, with reference to ocean, water is the truth, substratum, basis, without which there can't be. So with reference to Jagat, Paramatma, Parambrahman is the adhishtanam, we say. But here, the word adhishtanam, with reference to action, adhishtanam here means the body. So we have to understand the meaning of the word in the given context. Generally, adhishtanam means the support, the substratum, the adhara. But here, adhishtanam means body. Then, vividaha prithak cheshtaha. Vividaha means various. And prithak. Vividaha prithak cheshtaha. So various different activities, functions. Vividaha prithak cheshtaha. Then prithak prithak vidham cha karanam. Prithak vidham cha prithak vidham karanam. The word karanam means what? So various different functions. Prithak vidham karanam here means instrument. Karanam here means instrument. And prithak vidham cha and prithak vidham karanam means different types of instruments or various instruments of act. Various instruments. Prithak vidham cha karanam, various instruments. Then tatha karta. Karta means the doer. Cha eva daivam. Daiva means the presiding deity. Daiva means the presiding deity. Here we can say daivam here means Bhagavan, the grace of Bhagavan, presiding divinity. Okay, this is the fifth one. This divinity, daivam, this divine force, is what panchamam, the fifth. So all the five are mentioned in this. All the five factors which are inevitably involved in attainment of success of all activities. What are they? Adhishtanam, vividaha, prithak cheshtaha, prithak vidancha karanam, katta, daivam. Daivam cha panchamam. Fifth one is daivam. So the physical, the body, various functions, various different instruments, the performer or the doer of the action, and the divinity. Divinity forms the fifth factor, panchamam. Atra panchamam means what? This is the fifth factor. So Bhagavan Krishna, having mentioned in the previous verse, there are five factors involved in the accomplishment of success of activities. And he presents those five factors in this 14th verse. And you can say there are the body, mind, sense complex. You can say the three bodies, sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, and karana shariram. Of the three bodies, you take first two bodies, sthula shariram and sukshma shariram. These two bodies are divided into four koshas. Sthula shariram is said to be annamayaha koshaha. Then sukshma shariram, the subtle body, is divided into three koshas. What are they? Pranamayaha koshaha. The physiological functions and powers of organs of actions, 10 factors together constitute pranamayaha koshaha. Then mind and sense organs constitute manomayaha koshaha. Then sense organs and the intellect constitute Vijnanamayah Koshaha. These are the four koshas. So two bodies, subtle body and gross body, divided into koshas are what? Four koshas. We leave only the Karana Shariram, which is Anandamaya Kosha. We leave the Anandamaya Kosha, which is Karana Shariram. Now, what is the Sthula Shariram? Sthula Shariram alone is looked upon as the Annamayaha Koshaha. Because the physical body, which does not really cover the Atma. The physical body cannot cover the Atma. But still, because of ignorance, it seems to be covering the Atma, like the envelope. Therefore, the physical body is looked upon as what? Koshaha. Okay, and in this kosha, the seemingly as though covering physical body is there, which is nothing but modified form of food. Therefore, physical body is known as what? Annamayaha Koshaha. And here we have physical body, which is Annamayaha Koshaha. And this and the physical body of all beings. Physical body is something which can be perceived by all of us. All our physical bodies can be perceived by all of us. And this physical body, which can be perceived by all of us, all our physical bodies can be perceived by all of us means, and this is this physical body alone. Actually, we can say the physical, the outermost layer of personality, that is anatomical aspect of the individual. The physical body, which forms the anatomical aspect of the individual, which forms the outermost layer of personality, is the Adhishthanam. Then all functions have to happen. Therefore, the physiological layer of personality. So physical layer of personality, then a physiological layer of personality is known as Pranamayaha Koshaha. This Pranamayaha Koshaha, the 10 aspects constitute the Pranamaya Kosha. I told you already, 5 powers of organs of actions and 5 physiological functions together constitute Pranamaya Kosha. And this, because all 5 functions, first of all, we can say inhalation, exhalation, the respiration, circulation, excretion, circulation, digestion, retention, all these functions. Therefore, the physical body, even the physical body is an abode of enjoyment. The physical body itself cannot be active. The physical body becomes active because of the functions. Okay. Therefore, the function which happen in the physical body, especially these 5 physiological functions. Because the anatomical aspect of the individual is there, even the physical body is there, even for the person who is no more alive, the dead body is there. But what is the difference between the dead body and the alive body? The body which is alive has functions happening inside. The body which is dead does not have functions. All the functions stop there. Therefore, it is the physiological aspect of the physiological personality. There are functions, all 5 different functions. Such as respiration involving inhalation, exhalation, then circulation of blood, excretion of the excretion of the unwanted, digestion, then retention. All these functions are also happening. Then, not only that, then we have the next is, so all these physical activities are possible only because of this physiological function which are happening. And even then, even physiological functions are possible because there must be a conscious mind in the physical body. Conscious mind must reside in the physical body. And it means we can say manomaya koshaha. So the psychological, so physical personality, physical layer of personality, physiological layer of personality, then manomaya kosha is what? Psychological layer of personality. So this, it is this manomaya koshaha involving different emotions, such as what? We can say fear, anxiety, desire, anger, jealousy, hatred, compassion, all those different emotions. In fact, without a phenomenon called a desire, action is impossible. Okay? So all these emotions, see, where there is desire, desire is the first and the foremost of emotions. Desire, there will be anger, there'll be hatred, there'll be jealousy, there'll be then fear, there'll be anxiety, and there'll be constant pressure of wanting to do something. So desire. So therefore, this emotional layer of personality is important, but for which activities are not possible. What drives a person to do something or the other is what? Desire. Or these emotions. Emotions alone make a person really do the activities. Therefore, this next we say manomaya koshaha. And mind alone, actually the mind with sense organs, which form the emotional layer of personality, always said to be manomaya koshaha. Which is this manomaya kosha involving all these different emotions alone, really chase the person into activities. Therefore, what happens? This manomaya kosha, especially consisting of emotions, sense organs, form what? The third factor. The first is adhishtanam, means physical body, the physical layer of personality. And then pranamaya kosha, the different functions which happen, physiological layer of personality, involving functions. Then thirdly, manamaya kosha, involving these emotions which really chase a person to do something or the other. Third factor in the attainment, in the fulfillment of any activity. Then the fourth factor, chaturtaha. Fourth factor is what? Vijnanamaya kosha. Vijnanamaya kosha means what? Again, intellect associated with the sense organs. Six aspects constitute the vijnanamaya kosha. So the rational layer of personality. So physical, physiological, psychological, then rational layer of personality is this vijnanamaya kosha. Because it is the vijnanamaya kosha, it is the buddhihi. Buddhihi with sense organs constitute vijnanamaya kosha. Because this is the, it is this intellect which is of the, which is capable of thinking, the reasoning, thinking faculty. Because all human beings are blessed with this buddhi. the faculty of used faculty of thinking, the reasoning. Therefore, it is the buddhi which governs, supposed to govern the mind. Suppose the desire may arise in the mind to get something, to enjoy something, then the desire impels a person to do karma, and the desire may impel a person even to go against dharma. That is when the buddhi will say what? The thinking capacity, the thinking faculty, then will also say, no, if the action is, if this is the right action, this is the wrong action, so it should not be done, it should be done, etc. The way what happens, then either you fulfill the desire by doing some activity in conformity with dharma. If it is not right, then because of the buddhi, it is reasoning faculty overpowers one's desires, then one can refrain from the wrong action also. Therefore, this vijnanamaya kosha is also what forms the next factor. But still, even though all these four factors are involved, physical body is involved, physiological functions are involved, but for the presence of which the physical life itself is not possible, activities are not possible. Not only that, even the emotional personality is involved. It is emotions which really drive a person to do karma. Then the faculty of reasoning, buddhi, vijnanamaya kosha also contributes for doing the right, refraining from the wrong, etc. These four factors are involved. Even the four factors are involved in doing any karma, means one can make any amount of efforts to do something to accomplish certain results. But mere efforts, if a person makes efforts to do something, to achieve something, and he has to involve what? All these four factors. Body, then body, the physiological functions are involved, physical body is involved, emotions are involved, emotions, especially in terms of desire, etc., are involved. Then, of course, the reasoning capacity is also involved. But even if a person involves all of them, a person performs activities, a person makes efforts to accomplish given things, still the most important fact is what? Daivam. Unless and until we tap Bhagavan's grace, our efforts will never become successful. Our efforts will never become, never contribute for the accomplishment of success. So, see, our own, without our efforts, so without our activities involving these four factors, or our activities involving four factors, body, physiological functions, emotions, intellect, etc. Without involving these factors, activities are not possible. Of course, activity means all these four are involved. So a human being can make efforts involving these factors. Thereby, one can be active, one can perform, okay, one can make efforts. But the most important thing is, unless and until a person taps Bhagavan's grace, we said to be Daivam, success is not possible. So without efforts, Bhagavan's grace will be impossible. And mere efforts without Bhagavan's grace also will not be a success. So Daivam is very, very important. Okay, but how can you tap Bhagavan's grace? That is what is taught, and that is what is always taught as part of the discipline, teaching of the discipline of Karma Yoga. One has to make the best use of one's willpower. One has to make the best use of one's knowledge of right and wrong. Without trying to compromise with Dharma, firmly, one must strictly choose to do the right action consciously, thoughtfully. One must choose to refrain from the wrong action. One must, one's desires, emotions must be governed by one's knowledge of right and wrong. So that if one has, one has to surrender one's will to Bhagavan in the form of dharma, only then one can tap Bhagavan's grace. Without Bhagavan's grace, implied by the word Daivam, success in any effort, any success in any activity will be impossible. Bhagavataha anugrahena vina kimapi na siddhyati. At the same time, the grace cannot be earned at all unless we make use of our willpower, we make use of our knowledge of right and wrong, and unless we make our own efforts. Okay. So unless and until we make the best of our efforts, what does it mean? Making the best of our efforts means making use of one's willpower and making use of one's knowledge of right and wrong and making appropriate, adequate efforts is important to achieve success. But once one's efforts are not enough, one needs to tap Bhagavan's grace to be successful in one's endeavors, one's activities. That's what Bhagavan means in this. The five factors are involved. And the fifth factor is all these five factors are important. Again, one more thing. Deva Anugraha means what? Even though all physical body is fine, healthy physical body are there, physiological functions are possible, emotions, desires, etc. are there, reasoning capacity is there, they're all inert material products. You know, the physical body can be active, physiological functions are possible, the function of mentation is possible, desires, etc. can rise, desires can impel actions, the reasoning also is possible, intellect, one must know what one should do, how one should do, etc. Then thereby to do what one wants to fulfill also. For all this, there must be Bhagavan's grace in the form of presence of Bhagavan. It's a blessing of Atma. Bhagavan, the reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness alone is looked upon as Bhagavan Ishwaraha, who alone is there as the very truth of every individual, but for the presence of which all these three, all four koshas will be what? Inert koshas. They will not even have the status of being the koshas. Okay, five, all these four factors, different functions, physical body, the emotions, even thinking faculty, nothing will be functional. Nothing can even enjoy status of being existent unless they all have the grace of Bhagavan in the form of what? Consciousness. Mere presence of Bhagavan. Mere presence of Bhagavan in the form of the truth in terms of consciousness is important, without which nothing is possible. It's called Daivam, okay? Bhagavan's grace. Bhagavan's grace is in the form of what? Bhagavan's mere presence. Therefore, accomplishment of success in any activity is dependent on these five factors. Of all of them, Daivam is the most important factor, without whose presence, without whose grace, without whose presence, no activity is possible, no success is possible. If you analyze all these things, then you can say, how can we say, I do it, I did it, I achieved it? How can we say this? Which is you? Who is the accomplisher of the activities? After accomplishing something, we always say, I did it, I accomplished it, it's all my hard work. We say this. Of course, who are you here? We have to understand these things. That is why it is said, So without the consciousness principle, without the divinity, without Bhagavan's presence, nothing is possible. Okay, next. Shariravang mano bharyat. Shariravang mano bharyat. Karma prarabhate naraha. Karma prarabhate naraha. Nyayam va viparitam va panchaite tasya hetavaha. Shariravang mano bharyat. Karma prarabhate naraha. Nyayam va viparitam va panchaite tasya hetavaha. So sharira vak manobhihi yat karma araha prarabhate nyayam va viparitam va panchayete tasya hetavaha. Again Bhagavan repeats, yete pancha hetavaha. These five factors constitute the causes. Yete pancha, these five factors are the causes. Hetavaha, hetuhu, hetu, hetavaha. Hetuhu means cause. Hetavaha causes. Yete pancha hetavaha. These five are the causes. Causes of what? Tasya. Tasya means kasya, karmanaha. These five are the causes of that means that action. Which action? All actions. These five factors are the causes of all activities. These five factors are the causes of any activity, any action. That, it is a yet, yet karma. See that yet karma comes next. Shariravang mano bhiryat, yet karma naraha prarabhate. Naraha prarabhate means a human being begins to do. So whatever action a human being begins, prarabhate means begins. Yat karma naraha prarabhate, whatever action a human being begins. Whatever action a human being begins means what? Whatever action a human being performs. Whatever endeavor a human being undertakes. Then, and these are the five causes. And he says, Sharira Vak Manubhihi. Sharira means physical body. Vak means speech. And then vak means speech or organ of speech. And manaha means mind. So, sharira, vak, manobhi. So, making use of the physical body, the organ of speech and the mind. Or you can say what? With these factors. With the body, speech and the mind. Sharira, vak, manobhi. With body, speech and the mind. Human being, whatever action he performs, whatever he begins to do, whatever endeavor he undertakes, that one, nyayam va viparitam va. Nyayam karma means what? Whether that activity is in conformity with dharma, viparitam, or if it is something opposed to dharma, viparitam karma. Whatever karma a human being undertakes, whether it is righteous action or non-righteous action, whether the action is in conformity with dharma or it is not in conformity with dharma, it undresses dharma. And this and using this body, speech and mind, a person performs tasya for that activity. So whatever action a human being begins with the body, speech and mind, whether it is in conformity with dharma or not, for that karma, ete pancha hetavaha, these five are the causes of that action whichever a human being undertakes or performs with the body, speech and mind, whether the action is righteous or it is non-righteous. So what Bhagavan says, without involving these five factors, it is impossible for a human being to perform any of his activities. In fact, activity means not only human beings are involved in activities, all living beings are involved in activities. Because physical activities are found on the part of all living beings. Even immobile living beings are involved in some functions without which life is not possible. So even life in all living beings, life in immobile living beings, even activities on the part of all mobile living beings, and especially the activities on the part of all human beings are possible only because of these five factors. So these five factors become what? These five factors become the causes. It means all forms of activities, religious activities, mundane activities, secular activities, sacred activities, known activities, unknown activities, unknowingly done, knowingly done, inevitably done, intentionally done, unintentionally done, whatever it is, activities, these five factors are involved. Pancha yete, yete hetavaha. These five factors constitute the causes of any activity of all living beings, especially human beings. Why? Because other activities and functions and the part of other living beings, they not contribute for attraction of punya papa, because they don't have will. They don't have any willpower. Whereas human beings alone attract punya papa, as human beings alone are blessed with this faculty of choice. Therefore, here Shastra specifically talks about the human beings only here. These are the five factors involved in the activities of human beings. See, this word karoti and cheshtate, the two verbs. Cheshtate also means acts. Karoti also means acts or functions. Karoti means performs, does, makes. Karoti means performs, does, makes. And cheshtate means what? Acts. So therefore, karma, all the verb noun karma, action, is derived from the root kru. And cheshta is derived from the root, the verb cheshtate. So cheshta is strilinga shabda, which means activity. Karma also means action. Cheshta also means action. But still, we say the activities of the animals, activity of any animal is meant by the word cheshta. Whereas the activity of any activity of a human being is meant by the word karma. Of course, the both words are used, but still specifically if you ask, the activity of a human being alone is meant by the word karma. activity of a human being or an animal is meant by the word cheshta. Why? What is the difference? Even though both mean the same. Because animals, as I told you already, when an animal does something, when animal cheshtate, when animal does something, that activity of an animal is actually not a will-involved action. Animal does not have any will. Animal is blessed with this faculty of choice. Animal does not have the willpower. So whatever action is done by any animal, whatever cheshta is on the part of an animal, the cheshta is only actually is based on its instincts, instinct-based activities. Instinctive activities. Instinctive activity of an animal is a cheshta. As a will-involved action of the human being is called karma. Whereas a human being's activity is what? Involves willpower. Therefore, human being's activity, which is based on his will, is known as karma, which is capable of producing what? Punya papam. Whereas animal's cheshta is instinct-based, instinctive activity. No will is involved there. Therefore, that does not attack any punya papam. Even then, therefore, all these five factors are important, are the hetus, causes of all activities of all living beings, especially human beings. That is why we say the human being alone has what? Sanchitam karma, prarabdha karma, agami karma, and therefore continuously a human being is bound by karma, we say. And a human being alone can accumulate agami karma. Human being can exhaust the prarabdha karma. While exhausting the prarabdha karma, human being alone can accumulate agami karma. Whereas, when an animal, of course, animal's birth also is determined by papa karma only. But when an animal is exhausting the prarabdha karma as an animal, animal does not accumulate agami karma. Okay? There's a difference. Animal's life also is for exhaustion of some karma only, papa karma only. But therefore, but still, a human being while exhausting the prarabdha karma is capable of accumulating new agami karma. Whereas an animal, when exhausts its karma, it will not accumulate any agami karma. Therefore, animal's activity is called what? Cheshta. And a human being's activity is called karma. Whatever it is, all these, the five factors are involved in the, are the causes of any activity. So why does Bhagavan talk about all these things? If you understand, where is I? Which is you here? There is Bhagavan's grace. There is presence of Bhagavan in the form of consciousness. But for the presence of which, the material aspects cannot become conscious and sentient. So unless they become conscious and sentient, they cannot be functional. No activity will be possible. So that is Bhagavan in the form of consciousness, the form of truth as consciousness, because of the blessing of which all of them become conscious and sentient. And then all these are involved. So where is you? So how can we say, if we know these five factors alone are involved in any activity as causes, then how can we say that I am the doer, aham karta? Very strong notion, I am the doer. Who is the doer here? All these five factors are involved in the activities. That is the lesson. Anyway, we'll come back later on afterwards, understanding these things. Next verse. తత్రైవం సతి కర్తారం ఆత్మానం కేవలం తు యః పశ్యత్య కృత బుద్ధిత్వాత్ న స పశ్యతి దుర్మతిః తత్రైవం సతి కర్తారం ఆత్మానం కేవలం తు యః తత్రైవం సతి కర్తారం ఆత్మానం కేవలం తు యః పశ్యత్య కృత బుద్ధిత్వాత్ న స పశ్యతి దుర్మతిః తత్రైవం సతి కర్తారం ఆత్మానం కేవలం తు యః పశ్యత్య కృత బుద్ధిత్వాత్ న స పశ్యతి దుర్మతిః న తత్ర ఏవం సతి సచ్ బీయింగ్ ద కేస్ తత్ర ఏవం సతి ఏవం సతి మీన్స్ అవిధం ఇర్కయిల్ తత్ర ఏవం సతి సచ్ బీయింగ్ ద కేస్ వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్ ఆర్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్ ఇన్ ది పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ యాక్టివిటీ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ ఎనీ యాక్టివిటీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ ఆల్సో దెర్ఫోర్ సో వాట్ తత్ర ఏం సతి సచ్ బీయింగ్ ద కేస్ యహ హూ ఎవర్ కేవలం ఆత్మానం కర్తారం పశ్యతి whoever sees only the atma the person whoever sees atma the reality the pure consciousness implied by the term atma or only the self whoever sees yaha pashyati whoever sees ఆత్మానం కేవలం ఆత్మానం హూ ఎవర్ సీస్ ఓన్లీ ద సెల్ఫ్ యాస్ ద డూవర్ సచ్ బీయింగ్ ద కేస్ నౌ వి అండర్స్టాండ్ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ హౌ ఆల్ దీస్ ఫైవ్ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్ ఆర్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్ ఇన్ ది పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ యాక్టివిటీ హూ ఎవర్ సీస్ ఓన్లీ ది ఆత్మా యాస్ ది డూవర్ ఓన్లీ ది సెల్ఫ్ యాస్ ద డూవర్ whoever sees only the self as the doer kevalam atmanam kartaram yaha pashyati whoever sees only the self alone as the atma the doer whoever sees the self alone as the doer leaving other factors what does the person do What does a person see only the self as the doer? When five factors are involved in activities, all five of them together constitute the causes of the activities. Still, there are some people who think self, they take self alone as the doer. So it is, Bhagavan says, Yaha kevalam atmanam eva kartaram pashyati. Whoever sees only the self as the doer. Why? Akrita buddhitvat. Akrita buddhitvat. See, krita buddhihi means refined intellect. Akrita buddhihi means unrefined intellect. Immature intellect. Akrita buddhihi means unrefined intellect. Akrita buddhitvam means having the status of being an immature, unrefined minded. Having the status of being an immature, unrefined minded. It's called akrita buddhitvam. Akrita buddhitvat due to the status of being an immature minded. It means, you can say, this is a literal translation. So due to the lack of maturity, ड्यू टू वन बीइंग एन इमेच्योर माइंडेड अकृत बुद्धित्वात् ड्यू टू लैक ऑफ मेच्योरिटी अकृत बुद्धित्वात् ड्यू टू द लैक ऑफ रिफाइनमेंट वॉट हैपन्स सह दुर्मति न पश्यति सह दुर्मति न पश्यति दुर्मति मीन्स द पर्सन ऑफ रॉन्ग अंडरस्टैंडिंग द पर्सन ऑफ रॉन्ग पर्सपेक्टिव द पर्सन ऑफ रॉन्ग अंडरस्टैंडिंग द पर्सन ऑफ डिस्टॉर्टेड विजन डज नॉट सी द फैक्ट ओके Now, first Bhagavan said there are 5 factors involved in the activities. Then he explained in the next verse what those 5 factors are. Now he says, very clear, it's very, very clear. All these 5 factors are involved in these activities. Now we understand, we even without one, without the other, action is not possible. Physical body alone cannot do any activity if pranas are not there. Pranas must be there for the body to be alive. Only then the physical body can do activities. Pranas themselves are only functions. Pranas themselves cannot do any activities without the body. Even if pranas are there, body is there, still the activity to be impelled, there must the desire must arise. Emotions must be there. There's no emotion at all. No desire, no liking, nothing. What activity is possible? Therefore, emotions must be there. And even the emotions are there also, one must know the desire can be, etc., can rise only when a person has the knowledge of what is not. Therefore, intellect also is involved. So, buddhi is important, mind is involved, pranas are involved, body is involved. All these 4 factors are involved. Above all, Atma also is involved. To fight Daivam, the divine fact, the divinity is also involved. All these 5 factors contribute, all these 5 factors are the causes of all activities. So, Tatra Evam Sati, such being the case. Is it clear? Are you following? Such being the case, yaha tu kevalam atmanam kartaram pashyati. Whoever sees only the self as the doer, akrita buddhitvat, due to the immaturity, due to the lack of refinement, saha durmatihi, that person of wrong perspective, that person of erroneous vision, that person of distorted vision, na pashyati, he does not see the fact. Is it clear? Don't you think these verses are beautiful? See, even such a simple fact, we know this very well. But we never pay attention to these facts. See, Bhagavan Krishna does not say anything new here. What he says is already known to us. He only makes us think, he only brings to light what is already known to us, which we never paid attention to. ओके तत्रैवं सति कर्तारं आत्मानं केवलं तु यः पश्यत्यकृत बुद्धित्वात् न स पश्यति दुर्मतिः नेक्स्ट वर्स यस्य नाहंकृतो भावः बुद्धिर् दीस वर्सेस आफ्टर फिनिशिंग द सर्टेन थिंग्स आई विल रिपीट एंड विल डिस्कस यस्य नाहंकृतो भावः बुद्धिर् यस्य न लिप्यते यस्य नाहंकृतो भावः बुद्धिर् यस्य न लिप्यते हत्वापि स इमान् लोकान् हत्वापि स इमान् लोकान् नहन्ति न निबध्यते यस्य नाहंकृतो भावः बुद्धिर्यस्य च बुद्धिर्यस्य न लिप्यते हत्वापि स इमान् लोकान् नहन्ति न निबध्यते यस्य नाहंकृतो भावः बुद्धिर्यस्य न लिप्यते हत्वापि स इमान् लोकान् हत्वापि स इमान् लोकान् नहन्ति न निबध्यते ओके therefore what Bhagavan wants to say is it is purely because of ignorance of one's own essential nature purely because of ignorance of what exactly I is one has wrong identity with the anatma body mind sense complex therefore what happens everyone entertains a very strong notion that I am the doer, I am the performer, I am the enjoyer. So I am the doer is what? A wrong notion one has about oneself. Why does one, and one does not know that this is the wrong notion about oneself. I am the doer, I am the performer, I am the accomplisher, I am the achiever, I am the enjoyer, I am the sufferer. This wrong notion. And this notion is purely because of what? Wrong identity with the anatma body mind sense complex. And this wrong identity is because of the ignorance of what one's essential nature is, what one's own self is. Therefore, he says, that is why he said, so being ignorant of one's own self, thereby entertaining a wrong notion about oneself because of wrong identity is expression of what? One's immaturity, lack of refined mind. That's why I told you many times, a jnani's antahkaranam is the most refined antahkaranam. A wise person is said to be the most mature individual, most refined minded. So it's lack of vision of the truth. It is lack of vision of the truth makes the person immature person. And as immature minded, unrefined minded, is of the wrong notion that he is the doer. Therefore, whereas if a person has clear vision of what Atma is, what Anatma is, and how, what one's own self is, what I am, what I am not, and a person has very clear understanding, and what activity is, what karma is. One has to understand the course of action. What is this something called action? What are all the factors involved in something called action, performance of an action, etc. So Shastra makes it very clear, these are the panchayete hetavaha. These are the five factors which form the causes of the activity of any human being. So if a person knows the truth as a jnani, then what happens? If a person is a jnani, he will know what I, the self, am the Atma. I, the knower, am pure consciousness implied by the term Atma. And consciousness implied by the term Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Consciousness, Atma, is of the nature of actionlessness. See, Atma does not do any action because Atma, the consciousness, is of the nature of actionlessness, motionlessness, changelessness. At the same time, without the blessing of Atma, without the presence of Atma, no activity is possible. So body, mind, sense complex, intellect, vijnanamaya kosha, manaha, manomaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, annamaya kosha, all these koshas are involved in activities, and these without one activity is not possible. All four are intelligently put together for the activities to happen. And all these four factors intelligently put together contribute for the performance of activities only because of the presence of Atma. Just mere existence, mere presence of Atma itself is a blessing on the part of these anatma aspects, that they're all functional. They can be active. They can contribute for the activities. Therefore, the jnani who knows this, he will not entertain the strong notion, I am the doer. Because he knows, I, the knower, am abstract, formless reality, consciousness implied by the term Atma, who am of the nature of actionlessness. So such a jnani will not entertain a notion that I am the doer. Such a jnani, so it is said, 17th verse talks about a jnani. The 16th verse talked about an ajnani, who is said to be of immature, unrefined intellect, thereby who thinks that he is the doer. And here it is 17th verse, it is said, Yasya na ahankritaha bhavaha. The person who is free from the notion that I am the doer. Ahankritaha bhavaha means what? Entertaining the notion that I am the doer is ahankritaha bhavaha, ahankara bhavaha. Ahankritaha bhavaha means having the wrong notion, I am the doer, is ahankritaha bhavaha. Yasya na ahankritaha bhavaha. The person who does not have this wrong notion that I am the doer, the person who does not have the ahankara, it is the wrong notion that I am the doer. Thereby, yasya buddhihi na lipyate. Yasya buddhihi na lipyate. And thereby, whose intellect is not tainted, affected, na lipyate. Whose intellect is not tainted or touched or affected. Such a person whose intellect is not tainted means what? I am the doer, that notion is not there. Therefore, what happens? There's no tainted. One is not tainted. I am the doer, that notion is there alone. It is possible for one to be affected by the results of actions. I am the notion, the doer, no notion itself is not there. Therefore, there's no punyam or papam. Therefore, the person is not tainted by anything. Na lipyate. Buddhihi na lip, whose intellect is not affected. Such a person saha. Iman lokan hatva api. Such a person, even killing all these people in the battlefield also. Suppose such a jnani will not kill, need not kill. Hachigyani definitely will not kill, need not kill. Hachigyani, Iman Lokan Hatva Api, even killing these people also, even having killed these people in the battlefield also, Nahanti, he does not kill. Then, Nanibadhyate, he is not bound by the result of action also. See, if you're free from the notion that you are the doer, even if you physically do something also, still you are not the doer. Second thing, and because if you're free from the notion that you are the doer, then you will be free from the notion that you are the enjoyer also. Therefore, what? You are free from punya papams. You're free from results of actions. Therefore, you won't be bound by results of actions. Na hanti na nibadhyate. Prabhuji is wondering, oh, if we don't have the notion that I am the doer, even if I kill, I'm not the killer. See, you will have, you are the doer only if you think you are the doer. You are the enjoyer only if you think you are the enjoyer. You will think helplessly that you are the thing, no doer and no enjoyer, if you do not know what you are. If you know what you are, then you will be free from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. And without the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, even if you do, still you are not the doer. Therefore, you do not have any punya papam. Something very important thing. I think I'll explain to you next class. Okay. I'm traveling now. Overnight traveling. Okay. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow morning you have Shiva Puja. Don't forget. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.